We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what they call the 40th chapter. The Navi had been discussing that although there would be a prolonged exile, we should remain confident that ultimately Hashem is going to take us out of the exile. We're coming back to Israel. We discussed that for over a millennium, almost two millennium, the Jews had to hold on to the words of the prophet. We say when a person passes away, one of the first questions they ask him is, Tzipita l'Yeshua, did you retain hope that salvation was still coming, that things would get better? And the Navi is addressing the difficulty in holding on to it as the Jews were being tormented. The prophet promises them, you're coming back to Zion. It's been a century, it's been two centuries, it's been half a millennium, it's been a millennium. We're supposed to continue saying, V'techezena ineinu, we anticipate seeing with our own eyes, B'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. How do you hold on to it? So the Navi says, I want to remind you that all the nations together are like a drop in the bucket by me. They're like the little bit of dust that's on the scale. Who do you want to compare me to, Hashem says. When a person makes an idol, so he adorns it with different gold and silver. He chooses wood that won't rot. He takes the finest carpenter to make his idol. Says the Navi, don't you realize? I, Hashem, have created the world. And all of humanity is like a bunch of grasshoppers before me. Hashem says, I spread out the heavens. And I take people who think they're going to plot and and plan and lead. And Hashem says, I make them extinct. They think they're running the show. And Hashem says, I could banish them too. Pasuk Chaf Dalid. Af bal nitahu. And they are like a plant that was never planted. When you cut down a plant, so there's a remnant. I could take people who give the impression that they're running the world, and they're plotting, and they're deciding, and Hashem says, I could make them disappear, and yet it's as though they were never planted in that place. Af bal zorahu, af bal shoresh ma'aretz gizam. And I'll uproot them, you couldn't even tell, it's as though they were never planted there. It's as though there was never any roots there. When you cut down a tree, one of the difficulties is that there are always roots that you didn't reach, and they could come back and continue growing. So to uproot a tree, to take down a tree, is very difficult. The Ribon Shalom compares the leaders, the different politicians, the aristocracy, to trees. Trees that think that even if you cut me down, I could come back because I have such a web of connections that I can always make a comeback. The Ribon Shalom says, I can uproot them and there will be no remnant, no root. You wouldn't even be able to tell they were ever planted in that place. Vigam nashaf bahim vayivashu. Hashem says, I could just blow at them and they dry out. And then I can make the wind blow them away as though they were a piece of dry hay. So the Navi is saying, in the times when a person's in the leadership, so he feels like he's this powerful tree, the Ribon Shalom says, I could dry him out and make him like a small piece of hay that's blown in the wind. Hashem says, I control the world. Who can you compare me to? Yomar Kadosh. Hashem says, I am separate. I'm above everything you know. So don't start comparing me to the things you know. You don't understand how you're ever going to make it out of the state you're in. I still control the world. Se'umarom einechem u'u mivara eilem. Se'u marom einechem u'u. Look up to the heavens and see. Mi vara eile, Hashem says, who created all these stars? Hamotzi v'mispar tziva'am. Hashem gives an exact counting. Every star that appears in the heaven. Lechulam b'shem yikra. Hashem has a name for each one. You know, in astronomy, so we have a code. because you can't have a name. There are so many stars, so there's a code for each star. Some stars have a name, right? The more famous ones. But what about the millions of stars that are out there? So they have a code, letters, because who needs a name, right? So the marker is a letter and a number. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I have a name for each star. And I recognize each star. I created each star. Giving a name connotes understanding personality, understanding the nature of each star. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Merov onim v'amitz koach. That's because Hashem has so much strength. There's no limit. So to us, starting to count the stars, that's a difficult task. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, there's no limit to his strength. Ish lo ne'edar. And that's why Hashem says, I haven't forgotten anyone. I haven't forgotten any person. I haven't forgotten any star. And here we have an important theme in Tanakh, the importance of the individual. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I know exactly how many stars there are. Each one has a name. Well, I also know exactly how many people there are. Each one has a name. And each person is important. And that's why when I tell you that there's going to be a return to Zion, so believe me. And one of the great themes that's an empowering theme in Torah is the idea of the individual. It's a difficult concept, but we live by it. The idea that my prayer matters, the idea that my mitzvot matter, the idea that I can make a difference, that what I do counts. It's so easy to look at the world and say, what difference does it make? Billions of people, do I matter? And the answer is yes. We were given responsibility, we were given capacity to influence the world. We see examples of that in world history. We see the individuals, the single people who affected the world. But yesterday, a question was asked, how does what the Jewish people do affect the world? So one of the concepts we discussed was the idea that what we do has a larger impact than just the outcome we see in front of us. Well, that's on a broader scale as well, but it involves the individual. That's the famous line, I think it was Rav Chaim from Volozhin who said that a Jew is careful not to say Lashon Hara in Radin. So another Jew on the other end of Europe is aroused not to transgress Shabbos. What's the connection? They don't know the connection. But we are connected. We affect the world. Well, that's what Chazal taught us when we analyze whether we should do a mitzvah or not. We should imagine that the whole world is on a scale balanced. And my action is going to tip the scale. Will the world be a more pious place or a less pious place? My action is going to make the difference. So it's not just a way of deciding to make the right decision. It's also an approach to life. My actions can make the difference. If I will be a positive human being, so then I can propel the world forward. Twelve years ago, a friend of mine, he later on became a chavrusa of mine, but then he was 11, 12 years old. And he said to me, I haven't yet decided, he said, I'm either going to be a very big tzaddik or a very big rasha. I'm going to make an impact on the world. I just haven't yet decided in which direction. That was his line. And at the time, he was his teachers didn't like him, and with good reason. He was a big troublemaker, very disrespectful and problematic as a student. And he said to me then, I haven't yet decided. Well, then he decided. And he's making impact in the world. He's done many things to impact the world. He decided. Decided to be a big tzaddik. Okay, good. He's working on it. So that's a decision everyone has to make. But it's a decision of how I'm going to impact the world, and that's the tremendous responsibility that the Torah gives us, that I can affect the world. That's the idea of the Taken Olam we say every day in Davening. The Taken Olam, the Malchut Shaddai. I have a task to make the world a better place, to fix the world with Hashem's kingdom. And it's empowering. I have the ability. So that's the prophecy until here. In our tradition here, this really ends a chapter. This ends a conversation. Now, this pasuk begins with the words Se'u Marom Einechem, which is an acronym for Shema. Se'u Marom Einechem. Sin Mem Ein. And from here, the Avudraham, there was an early commentary from about 700 years ago, 650 years ago. The Avudraham, he wrote an outline on the Siddur, and he writes that here you see the idea that you're supposed to look to the heaven to see if stars come out in order to say Shema. Right? When do you start saying Shema? Tzei tekochavim, se'u marom einechem, look to the heavens. Rashei tevot Shema. Okay, so with that we've concluded that prophecy. The next prophecy is a new subject, which we'll explore, Bezalel Shem, next week.